this book, Emunas Vedeos, served as the basic book of Jewish thought for later, almost all later generations. The great books of philosophy in the Middle Ages, Rabbeinu Yehuda Alevi's Kuzari, the Rambam's Mora Nevuchim, the Ralbag's Milchemes Hashem, all of these books of philosophy are based on Rabbeinu Sadia. And Rabbeinu Sadia also did a great thing. He did not base his book of philosophy upon Aristotelian thought. And therefore, to a certain extent, his book is more relevant to us than, for instance, the Rambam's book, the Mora Nevuchim, which was written three centuries later. Because the Rambam's book is almost exclusively based on Aristotelian thought and Aristotle's viewpoint of the world and Aristotelian science. And since today all of that has either been disproven or is not relevant to Western man, so any book based upon it also does not really speak to us in the modern idiom. But Rabbeinu Sadia's book is not based on Aristotle, even though he knew Aristotle, even though he quotes him. It is not based upon Aristotelian thought. It's not based upon Aristotelian ideas. It has an originality to it. It has a freshness to it. It almost has a naivete to it. And also the fact that he wrote it in Arabic itself is an enormous departure, because you're writing a book that now is accessible to everyone. And it's no accident, therefore, that the Rambam also would write the Mora Nevuchim in Arabic. It's a book for the masses. It wasn't a book that was going to be just hidden in a library for a few scholars. Now, that great book, the Emunas Vedeos, we have one line from it that almost every Jewish child knows, or should know, that sums up Jewish existence. Rabbeinu Sadia said, "Ein umosenu uma ela batorah." Jewish nationalism is only the Torah. The only thing that makes the Jewish people a people is the Torah. Without the Torah, there is no Jewish people. Without the Torah, there's no connection between a Jew in Babylonia and a Jew in North Africa and a Jew in Madagascar and a Jew in Australia. There's no connection. That whatever other connections exist are all doomed to disappear. But if the connection is Torah, then that is the lifeblood of the Jewish people. That is what joins us together. Now, that's a terrible oversimplification, just to take one sentence, but that is the one sentence that's probably the most famous sentence of all of Jewish philosophy. And it's a sentence that bears repetition today, because in our time we are just passing through a harrowing series of experiences where many Jews felt that the Jewish people are a people without the Torah. There are other things that make us a people. And only, unfortunately, in the tragedies of our time and in the difficulties and in the struggles of our time is it becoming more and more apparent that Rabbeinu Sadia's prescription, his aphorism, is really the guiding light of Jewish life. I have a story that I tell about generalities, how one should never overgeneralize. Is that a rabbi and an astrophysicist were flying on a plane together, and the plane was making its way to Houston, and the astrophysicist looked over and he saw the rabbi studying the Bible, and he said to him, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm studying the Bible." He says, you're a man of the cloth. He said, "Yes." He said, "I think that we could sum up all of religion in one sentence, that you should do unto your neighbor as you would wish that he would do unto you." The rabbi thought about that for a few hundred miles. And then he saw his neighbor, the astrophysicist, working on a paper. So he leaned over to him and he said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Oh, I'm an astrophysicist. I'm going to deliver a paper at the convention here in Houston." So he said, "Oh, an astrophysicist." He said, "I always thought that we could sum up all of astrophysics in one sentence. Twinkle, twinkle.